Michelle Zagger, how did the School of Pharmacy originally get started working with seniors on Medicare Part D?
Well, my clinical practice site is at the Ouachita Council on Aging, and I just happened to be hired in the same year that Medicare Part D took effect.
And so what have you seen from seniors over that period of time? Because that's been 6 years ago now.
Well, over the last 6 years, we've seen some seniors who are now convinced that the best thing to do is to evaluate their drug plan needs on a yearly basis. So I see many people yearly. And then, surprisingly, we do still catch some people who, although they were in Medicare Part D 6 years ago, still have failed to enroll in a Medicare drug plan.
And so you're catching those and getting them enrolled?
Getting them enrolled at this point, yes.
How would you say that seniors over that time, people that you've seen regularly, how have their needs changed?
Well, everyone's needs change every year, really based on what the plan offers, because the plans change quite drastically from year to year. The premiums may go up, the company may drop coverage of a particular drug, and so I would say about 25% of the seniors that I have assisted may stay with the plan that they were on the previous year because their drug needs haven't changed and the plan hasn't changed very much. But the large majority of them switch because something about their drug needs or the plan has changed, which no longer makes that the best plan for them anymore.
What kind of feedback do you get from seniors who are getting involved in this counseling for the first time? Maybe somebody who had been who hadn't been enrolled, or who had been enrolled but maybe wasn't completely sure of their options.
Well, it's been really rewarding because, you know, just like we see with our students when that light bulb goes off that they finally get it, the look of understanding and extreme thankfulness really shows in their face when they come in really confused because there are approximately 30 plans to choose from and not knowing what to do because of the complexity of the program. Once they get enrolled and I talk them through what the plan is going to be like and what their costs will be, it really, I think, makes them feel a lot better, knowing that it's not as intimidating as they thought it was when they came in.
So last fall, you had the opportunity to kind of do it in a little bit different way of bringing in, since the curriculum in pharmacy has changed. Tell us about how that came together for the fall.
Well, for the last 5 or 6 years, I had pretty much been helping seniors by myself at the Council on Aging. But because our curriculum changed, the students now have a course in which they have about 8 hours of instruction on Medicare Part D, both didactic teaching and application of it in the lab. And so now that all of the students are schooled in the ins and outs of Medicare Part D, we thought it would be a really great idea to allow us to serve more seniors at the Council on Aging by getting the students to do the background work and investigate which would be the best plan for the seniors, and then I could focus my time strictly on the counseling.
So on one hand, you got help, but also you were able to expand the program.
Exactly.
Laurel Andrews, your service learning students were the ones involved in this last fall. They've been through the classwork. How did they come to some of those first counseling sessions?
Our pharmacy students, they complete a service learning project every semester from the time they start pharmacy school their first year all the way through their didactic training. This year in the fall, they were fall semester P3 students. They completed work at a health fair at the Council on Aging, and they also completed these Medicare Part D projects with Dr. Zagger. And what happened is Dr. Zagger got the initial intake information, and then the students came to my office and were given the information they needed, and she had already shown them how to use the website to go through and evaluate the drug plans, and so they did the background work for her in my office.
So they were working directly with seniors, or they were doing the paperwork beforehand before you did the counseling?
They were doing the work beforehand.
What kind of reaction did you get when students were finding out the sorts of impact they were having on seniors?
They really, many eyebrows were raised because they had no idea what an impact they were making. They thought, well, this is just another exercise. I'm going to go to her office. I'm going to do this paperwork. Dr. Zagger's going to do the rest. And they had no idea the lives that they were touching and the help that they were really providing these seniors.
Michelle Zagger, quantify this for us. Numbers-wise, how many more were you able to serve incorporating the students in the service learning project?
Honestly, I think this year we were able to double the number of seniors that we were able to assist because I was able to focus all of my office time on counseling rather than splitting it between counseling and getting the background information entered before the senior arrived for their appointment.
And that's got to be a huge service to the community to be able to be working on a project like that.
It is, because the amount of time that they have to enroll prior to the following year is limited. And so the more, you know, our phone rings off the hook with people wanting appointments. So the more we're able to get in early in the enrollment time, that keeps us away from having that crunch period at the end when appointment time is limited and more seniors want appointments than we have time to help.
How do you see this progressing as far as the program being able to continue that way or maybe even expand, incorporating the service learning students?
Well, I hope we'll certainly be able to keep up with what we've done this year. One of the things we've maybe talked about is having some kind of an enrollment fair through the school, maybe like on a Saturday when the Council on Aging is not open, to catch people that, you know, either aren't aware that the service is available at the Council on Aging, or to bring people in from the surrounding areas. Maybe that's a possibility.
Well, we certainly look forward to talking to you again when you get closer toward making those appointments in the fall.
Sure.
Dr. Michelle Zagger is a clinical associate professor and geriatric pharmacist. Dr. Laurel Andrews is a clinical associate professor, both in pharmacy here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Students and faculty from the College of Pharmacy helped seniors at the Ouachita Council on Aging during Medicare Prescription Drug Plan annual enrollment last fall. Ladies, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.